Welcome to the JenningsWire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. Today's guest is health expert Stacey Tilemi, author of the new book, The Complete Herbal Guide Directory, A Natural Approach to Healing the Body and Maintaining Optimal Health Using Herbal Supplements, Vitamins, Minerals, Fruits, Vegetables, and Alternative Medicine. So welcome, Stacey. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. I appreciate your invite, and I look forward to speaking with you.
Now, let's go right to the herbal supplements. I mean, you know, you've got commercials, ads in magazines, you have stores dedicated, online, all sorts of things. Do we really need to supplement our diet if we eat tons of fruits and vegetables?
Honestly, if you have a lot of the different nutrients and proteins that can help us lose weight, improve our health, it can, inhibit decline, the growth of cancer cells, help diabetes and cholesterol, can all be found in food. The problem is a lot of times we don't eat the right foods and we don't eat enough of them. And, so we have a deficient amount of nutrients and proteins in our body, and we have to resort to vitamins and supplements in order to improve our health. But a lot of the things that we need can be found in foods.
And so how do you know if your diet is lacking and that you should supplement it?
Well, personally, what I did is I went to my doctor and I had a complete blood workout done. And, you know, through the blood test, they were able to tell me what vitamins and nutrients I was lacking and what I needed to improve in my diet. So you could actually go to your doctor and ask them for a complete blood workout, and they will give you blood tests, and they can find out what you're lacking in your diet.
And now, Stacey, say you are lacking some things and you need to supplement with herbs or vitamins, or so you're headed on to the supplement store, right? How do you know that you're buying a quality product? Are there certain things you should be looking for on the label before you purchase?
Most definitely. So the problem with today is that anyone can create a vitamin or a supplement and sell it over the counter. The problem is there has been a lot of problems where certain companies have gotten in trouble because what they do is they use fillers, they use cheaper capsules, or they might even extract different herbs and from different leaves and plants that are cheaper to make but not quality. So you have to really be careful. I always tell people, do your research. If you're looking for a good liver cleanser like milk thistle and you want to cleanse your body, go on the internet and find out what different components that make a quality vitamin or supplement. And then when you go to the store, look at the label and make sure those supplements and those ingredients are in that label itself. There's certain milligrams and certain types of different herbals that need to be in each vitamin and supplement in order to make it a quality supplement. And what you can do is I suggest they have different websites on the internet that help educate the consumer, and they tell you what different vitamins and supplements make a good vitamin.
And now, what about, you mentioned fillers and using cheaper types of herbs. Are there some words that we should be on the lookout for that are fillers that we may not be familiar with our kind of untrained eye? Are there certain things that shout red flag to you on a label?
Well, what I always tell people are I like to look for I like to look for vitamins that are made in the U.S. A lot of vitamins now are made in China, and the problem with that is that actually 90% of all the vitamin C that's sold in the U.S. is made in China, and a lot of other vitamins and supplements. And the problem is that the quality level and what they're allowed to do in China is different than what they're allowed to do in the United States. And also in China, there's, I believe it's a quarter of the soil is contaminated in China. So you really have to be careful where you're buying it, if it's made in the U.S., if it's organic. I like all natural organic vitamins because they stay away from the fillers. They stay away from, you know, all the things that make vitamins and supplements, and they focus more on everything natural. And a lot of those companies are made, those vitamins and supplements are made in the U.S. So I always tell them, find out where it's made, look in the back. And also a website that's great is consumerlab.com. They test all different vitamins and different vitamin companies, and they will tell you if a vitamin is a good vitamin or a bad vitamin. And they list the companies that are that have been voted the best vitamins and the best supplements to use. So you can actually go to them for it. They're a great resource and they're very honest. And I believe there is a little bit of a membership fee, but it's very worth it because they tell you exactly what's going on. They tell you the background of all these companies and if they've gotten in trouble in the past for not abiding by safety precautions they will actually, it's a great resource for anyone who wants to learn more about vitamins and supplements and wants to make sure they have a quality vitamin and supplement.
And if you need several different kinds of supplements, it's not like you're going to be taking it for 1 month and stop. This becomes kind of a part of your daily routine. It can get pretty expensive. Do you have any tips on keeping costs down for people?
Basically, you know, you can, like I said, like we said earlier in the conversation, a lot of times we resort to vitamins and supplements, but a lot of times we can get it in our own foods. You know, foods, contain, tons of, vitamins and minerals and nutrients that our body needs. Like, you know, you can, find so many, different, vitamins and supplements just in your refrigerator itself. The best thing to do is if you have a condition and you're looking for a very good, you know, way to, help that in condition and improve it, you know, find out what vitamins, Google it, you know, go on the internet. WebMD is an excellent, website. They, have a lot of information, and they're very good with finding out information about a condition, and you can find out about different vitamins and supplements on that website as well, and they can gear you in the right way. And you can also, my website, The Complete Herbal Guide, has a lot of information about all different conditions and all different vitamins and supplements and foods and vegetables that can actually help conditions.
All right, Stacey, I want to thank you for joining us today and remind our listeners that you can check out her new book, The Complete Herbal Guide Directory, A Natural Approach to Healing the Body and Maintaining Optimal Health Using Herbal Supplements, Vitamins, Minerals, Fruits, Vegetables, and Alternative Medicine. You can visit, just as she just said, her website, thecompleteherbalguide.com. So thank you, Stacey, for being here. We appreciate it.
No, thank you.
And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm, Annie Jennings PR, the creator of Jenningswire Online Magazine. Jenningswire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit jenningswire.com and discover the blogger that's just right for you. Till next time.